course, Board Bia.
Welcome to the action. Welcome to Board Bia, Irish Food Board, being introduced from the platform at Tipperary Food Producers Event.
Brewery School at the far end there. You're very welcome, Sarah, and thank you.
We've just had the one Irish woman master of wine, or the one master of wine in Ireland who's a woman introduced. I can't tell you her name, I missed her name.
And once again, I'm delighted to be back here in Clonmel. We've done many presentations here in the past, not very recently, and very much delighted to be part of the Tipperary Producers Group.
We're about to have a food demonstration. There is a woman on stage, well lit, speaking into a microphone. Oh, she just said that Pat Whelan has produced a book. I didn't know that. A book about farming, history of food. Sounds good.
Now, without further ado, I'm going to start on the food bit, and Alistair here will be helping me on the meat end of it. So we're starting, first of all, we have a few books here. We put in this little Christmas booklet for you. Then we have a beef booklet and a pork booklet. So when I was deciding on the recipes I would do here today, I very much thought of Christmas is coming, and I'm not thinking of Christmas Day too much now. It's sort of a little bit of forward planning for the Christmas period. We don't want to be working all
over
Christmas.
There are hundreds of people in the audience.
So I picked things that you can kind of do quickly, you know, that you can do in maybe 10 or 15 minutes. I'm going to do a Mexican chili beef with a salsa. And then you also can do the casserole, you know, that you can put in the freezer. Very important. So we're going to do a nice casserole with kind of a Moroccan twist to it, with couscous. Then I'm going to do a very nice roast with ribeye beef. Now, the reason I included this, when I visited Pat Whelan's shop, I think he's one of the only butchers I've come across, and I've come across most of them, that actually sell ribeye. And I think, actually, it's one of the nicest steaks.
You can get ribeye in Cork, I tell you.
You can buy. Because it has a little bit more marbling of fat in it, and you get that little bit more flavour from it. I think if you have ribeye steaks, it's very hard to go back, really. So every cut is available in James Whelan's butchers. I don't know if you realise it here in Clonmel, how lucky you are. So that is the lineup, I think. And Sarah,
I can tell you about two-thirds of the people here are women.
The inch black pudding and some Tipperary bacon to do a nice bacon and black pudding salad, which could be a starter or a main
bacon
course.
And black pudding salad.
We have one on our website,
God.
And actually Borbia is a very nice website, www.borbia.ie, where we have all our recipes and we keep updating them all the time. So if you win under bacon, you get a nice one there. But there's also a very nice one in the book. The difference is that I think in Pat's recipe he uses potato, where we use avocado, but they're very similar. If you want a very quick lunch or very, you know, sort of, it could be a main course or it could be a starter. So that's basically the lineup now for this evening. So without further ado, I'm going to start on the first dish, and it's from our beef leaflet here. And it's called Mexican chili beef. I think that's what it's called.
This is Sheila Kelly. So Sheila Kelly is about to go cooking. I'm standing here, surrounded by Queen of Pots on the one side and the head of the Chamber of Commerce, who's very casually dressed in jeans, right proper dress for the occasion, and a collection of boys and girls from school in school uniform, and I'm going to walk down and have a look at what they're doing. I see somebody here is on Facebook, and on Facebook I can see this person's using Twitter. They're using Twitter, and I can see on Twitter a number of people here, and I'm looking here at somebody using TweetDeck. I've got somebody here using TweetDeck. Now I've got a guy here holding two phones. One of them's an iPhone, and what the other one is. What's that thing?
It's a video camera.
A video camera. He's got a snap camera, I think, is it? One of those snap things. God, they're all very clued in here. I've got another guy here with an iPhone. Right, so that's the kind of what Irish students use these days. They're working away like mad on their project.
So what I did was I asked the butcher to vacuum pack my meat.
Look, that's it. A little snippet. I'll be back to you later with more excitement from this event. I think I'd better rest for a minute.
When you vacuum pack, the butcher takes out all the